The Andrew Collins Trio in the WVTF studio for a Rootstown session, and it was good. Title track from that album, Andrew Collins on mandolin, Mike Mezzatesta on guitar, and James McElhaney on bass. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. Thrilled to be here.
You guys rolling into the WVTF studio here, just still basking in the afterglow of Merlefest.
Yes, probably one of the best festival experiences I've ever had.
And not only performing, you did two shows at Merlefest, and there was a lot of observing as well, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, lots of observing and getting to see our heroes sound just as we have expected them to sound.
Well, let's get into some labels here, the type of music that you play, the genre. You've been described in lots of ways, even chambergrass. How do you describe your music?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I've been playing this kind of music, and we've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it for over 20 years now, and I still have not been able to come up with an easy way to describe this music because of all the influences. Maybe eclectic might be the best word for it, and you know, it definitely has bluegrass elements, but we've all studied all these different styles of music that make their way into these original compositions. So it's, you know, and we also play in straight ahead bluegrass bands as well. And it's really convenient when people ask you what kind of music that is, and you can just say bluegrass. But unfortunately, you know, for the few people that are really in the know that are like big Grisman fans or Tony Rice or Mike Marshall and Daryl Anger fans, they're aware of the label new acoustic music, which is so vague that if you're not aware of it, then it means nothing.
Well, your music on this album, and it was good, all instrumental, it's cinematic, evocative, and lyrical all at once.
I'm glad you say that. The goal of that album was, you know, I've been writing this strange instrumental original music for years, and having people come up to you on set break and saying things like, well, when you played that last tune, I saw a green tractor in a field. Were you thinking that when you wrote that tune? Like really random things. And so the idea of, you know, And It Was Good is based on the 7 Days of Creation story, and each piece is describing what happened in that tale. You know, it's a very universal story that people are familiar with. So the idea of that was to write instrumental music that actually is telling a story of some kind. So I'm glad you feel that way.
There is such virtuosity on this album. Do you chart out every song, or is there room for movement by individual players?
That album is probably a more extreme case of a lot of composed parts, but still within that, there's always sections that are designed for improvisation. I mean, that's a big part of the fun of playing this music. There are definitely pieces that are composed, or at least we've written our own parts through and through. But, you know, like in Stars, Sun, and Moon, that is just a melody. And the whole purpose of that was to be a vehicle for improvisation. And It Was Good is also a great example of, it's got a composed head and, you know, a very structured arrangement, but we all take solos throughout it. And, you know, it's a chance for us to each express ourselves.
Well, after such obviously hard work went into the album And It Was Good, you think about what can we follow it up with, and you think, let's go into the studio and record and release two albums.
Well, you know, And It Was Good was a real labor of love because it was all like all these composed parts, and we got a string quartet to play with us. So I had many late hours of writing string quartet arrangements on my computer beside my sleeping wife. And the original idea was to actually do something that was simpler and coming back to our roots a bit. And we've, you know, vocal music has been a part of our shows right from the beginning. And we're so used to people coming up on set break and saying, oh, which one has that song that you just did or those songs on it? And we'd be like, actually, most of our albums are pretty much instrumental. And so the original idea was to do something that was the opposite extreme of the amount of work involved and try to like make it breathe more and just do an album of vocal stuff. But then as it approached, we were coming up to the studio and was thinking how we're kind of known as an instrumental group still. And So I was like, well, why don't we just, you know, while we're already going in the studio, why don't we just do an album of instrumental music at the same time? And so what was supposed to be a really easy process ended up being twice the work. And we went in the studio in mid-January and we're done both albums by mid-March, like all mixed and went off to the press. And I recorded and produced them myself. And if I had a client come into me to ask me to do one album and have it be released within 2.5 months of recording it, I'd say no way. And then I did even worse to myself by doubling the work.
Yeah, you're going into the studio anyway to do an album. Why not just do another one?
Yeah, just write tunes and arrange a couple more.
Not a big deal. And
it was no small feat.
Yeah, and I love the titles of these albums. Share that, please.
Okay, well, they're two separate albums, but they're kind of a package deal. The vocal album is called Tongue, and the instrumental album is called Groove.
Well, how about we hear something from the vocal album?
Yeah, we're going to do one that I wrote. It's the Tongue is mostly covers and like rearrangements of songs from, you know, as many influences as our instrumental music is. But there are a couple originals on it. And this one is one called The Coming Into Hard Time Blues.
All right. The Andrew Collins Trio in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session.
Right where you are, well, I've got the coming into hard time blues. And the want you'd wear, the mark of the beast, just buy a bunch of junk you don't really need. Well, I've got the low down feeling coming into hard time blues. Work three, work four jobs, forevermore. Work until the bone can't afford to be poor. Running around while that debt stands still. Have these become my worn shoes to build. And telling me that we're living free. But what'll happen if they catch with little T? Well, I've got the low-down feeling coming into hard-time blues. I got the deep-down creeping, no good feeling coming into hard-time blues.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.